You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
To Northeast Nepal. The chopper was carrying six Marines. The search is concentrated in an area about 50 miles from Kathmandu. This is USA Headline News.
Is it possible to find a rock-solid investment up over 500% in the past 15 years and not have to pay any dealer costs? Right now, one of the nation's leading gold firms has set a limited amount of $5 Gold Eagles for immediate public release completely free of dealer costs. That's right, absolutely no dealer commissions. Please understand that this is an introductory offer for the American public and supplies will exhaust immediately. Grab a pen or put this number in your phone, 1-800-587-1272. That's 1-800-587-1272. With your phone call, you'll also receive a comprehensive gold investor's guide that will help you understand how to get the most out of your gold investment. With this guide, you'll begin to know the financial freedom and safety in holding the asset of kings. Call Nationwide Gold today, 1-800-587-1272. That's 1-800-587-1272. 1-800-587-1272.
Recovery efforts continue in Nepal after yesterday's earthquake. Save the Children aid worker Gemma Gile says that one village was nearly wiped out.
They're estimating that 90% of the homes have been damaged by yesterday's earthquake. Our teams saw for themselves landslides.
People in other areas are being evacuated as buildings are in danger of falling. At least 65 people have been killed. The April 25th quake left more than 8,100 dead.
No justice!
No peace!
No.
Protests broke out in Madison, Wisconsin last night and earlier today following the decision by prosecutors not to charge Officer Matt Kinney in the death of a 19-year-old biracial man.
He indicated he was afraid he would be struck again and lose consciousness or hit his head falling backwards.
That was Wisconsin District Attorney Ismail Ozon. The incident occurred in March when Tony Robinson was shot by Officer Matt Kinney, who was responding to reports that Robinson was jumping in front of cars and assaulting people. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Secret letters from Prince Charles to British government officials are set to be released to the public, and not everyone is happy about that. Correspondent Kyle McKinnon reports.
They're referred to as the Black Spider memos because of Prince Charles' handwriting style, and the debate over making them public has gone on for years after a Freedom of Information Act request. While the British government claims the letters should be kept out of the public domain for fear that publishing them might damage perceptions of the future king's neutrality, a lower court said yes to publication, and the Supreme Court agreed. As heir to the throne, Charles is expected to stay out of political matters, but he's often stuck himself right into the public debate on issues of climate change, architecture, and genetically modified food. Kyle McKinnon, London.
Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio is outlining a foreign policy doctrine centered on aggressive use of U.S. power, boosting military spending, and protecting the rights of minorities around the world. The Florida senator is also directly warning Russia, China, and Iran against attempts to block global commerce. It is the first major policy speech of Rubio's presidential campaign, which he began last month. The Vatican has officially recognized the state of Palestine in a new treaty. It hasn't been signed yet, but it means the Holy See has switched its diplomatic relations from the Palestine Liberation Organization to the state of Palestine. The Vatican had welcomed the decision by the UN General Assembly in 2012 to recognize a Palestinian state. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning and welcome to my premiere episode of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Today, as I say, is the first of hopefully a series of many shows that I'm going to do that are a little bit more interactive. As I've been putting out there on social media in the past couple of weeks, I've been asking my listeners to follow me and to tweet me and or email me or text me your design questions, things that you're working on in your home, ideas that you might want to have. So we're going to be doing a little bit more of an interactive show. We're also going to open our phone lines, and I'm very lucky and fortunate to have Rich G helping me today with the phone lines because I'm not that coordinated. And with his help, hopefully we'll have some people call in and I will get all your questions. So let me tell you how to reach me if you'd like to call during this hour. The phone number here at the station is 908-237-0410. That's 908-237-0410. It's 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and we'll be on for 1 hour. So please call in with your questions. If you want to tweet me, my tweet address is Richard Scuderi, S-C-U-D-E-R-I 1 at twitter.com. You can also catch me at my email address, which is Cajun Maven, C-A-J-U-N, M-A-V-I-N at AOL.com. Or you can text me at 908-884-0770 with any of your design questions. Well, a little about me. I'm in Flemington, New Jersey. I share my space with Rugs to Riches at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. We're next to Ideal Tile at the Flemington Circle. I've been in the industry now for 18 years, and I do all phases of interior design, everything from a simple color consultation, helping you pick your paint colors and advice to actually doing additions and building and contracting. I also do about 20% of my business is commercial business. So if you're looking to take on a new commercial project, I'm able to do that as well. In years past, I did a spa in Bernardsville called Spa Rejuve, and I turned it from a car dealership into a high-end luxury spa. I've done corporate offices. So I also do businesses as well. So I do have a background in building and design and architecture and so on, and have a lot of resources. Besides Maven Hill Designs, I also own Maven Hill Painting and have three crews of painters that work for me each week. And not only do we do interior painting, but we do exterior painting, decks, power washing, and all the things that you have to do to keep your house up to date. So I'm going to start with some of the tweets that I got this week for questions for the show, and hopefully we'll get some call-ins. It's the first week, so we might not get any, but let's see if we get some call-ins and go from there. I'm going to start with the first one, which is from Maria S. We're not going to give last names out. Maria S. tweeted this week, what should I do for my kitchen countertops? I currently have cracked laminate and want to upgrade. Am I better off with granite or quartz? Well, actually, that's a very interesting question, and I want to define what those two things are. Granite is a naturally occurring surface that's mined out of the ground. So granite has its own individual footprint, if you will, and no two pieces of granite are going to look alike per se. They can mine a big piece of granite and cut it into slabs, and the slabs will be related or similar, but they're not going to be exact because patterns vary and so on. Personally, I like granite. I'm a big proponent of granite. I think it's a great surface. I prefer polished granite. These days, there's a couple of other finishes you can do. You can do honed, which is a sort of a matte finish, or a leathered look, which is kind of textured. But I like the durability of granite, particularly in a kitchen. Now, quartz is also very popular and becoming more popular these days, and that is a man-made substance. It's a combination. It has elements of granite and other surfaces in it, but it's a man-made substance, and that has its advantages as well. There's no sealing involved with quartz. You do it, and you're done. But also, patterns can be specific, and you're not going to get such randomness. You can sort of create the pattern that you want. Often when people are working in a more contemporary environment, they might prefer quartz. Generally, I don't necessarily prefer quartz for a kitchen. In my own kitchen, I've been in my house for 10 years. I have never sealed my polished granite. It's only been about 10 years now, and finally it's starting to look like it may need a little polish. I like the look of granite. I like the durability of granite. I like the inconsistencies of granite. That's what I find attractive. However, if you're looking for a specific pattern and a continuation of a pattern or a consistent pattern, then you may be better off with quartz because it'll give you a consistent look. So that's sort of the answer to that question. I think it's up to you. Keep in mind that granite is typically a little bit less expensive than quartz. So if you're on a budget, you might be better off with granite. And one thing that I might want to recommend to you is that if your kitchen is not necessarily a huge kitchen, go to the granite yards and ask if they have any remnants. Often when someone's doing a job, a commercial job or a larger job, they have to buy a number of slabs, 2, 3, 4 slabs, and there may be materials left over. And a good way to save money is ask if they have any remnants. So let's say you just want to maybe do your island or you have a small kitchen to do. If you work with leftover material, what's left of a slab, you can get it for a fraction of the price. So that's a good thing. Marie, I hope I answered your question. The second question I got came through to me last week from Jen B. And Jen B. writes, what paint do you like? And I guess I'm not sure if she's talking about what brand do I like or what finishes, but I'll try to go through it as best I can. Number one, I also own Maven Hill Painting. So we paint pretty much every week, interior and exterior, although we're doing a lot of exterior right now. And there are two brands that I particularly like. One is, of course, Benjamin Moore, which is my go-to. And in the Northeast, Benjamin Moore, I think, has brand recognition. But I also like Sherwin-Williams. Sherwin-Williams is a big company, and they have quality products as well. I tend to recommend for residential use, Regal Matte Finish for the walls. And that Regal Matte is a flat, washable finish. So I like that. It has durability, and you can wipe it up, and it's consistent. For trim and doors, I like to go with semi-gloss. I'm a big fan of semi-gloss in those areas because it's, again, easy to clean, and there's a differentiation between the matte walls and the trim in terms of sheen, and that makes a house, I think, look nice and shine. And finally, for ceilings, I like a specially formulated ceiling paint. I often use what's called ceiling white, and all the manufacturers make a specially formulated ceiling paint that happens to hide shadows and be designed specifically for ceilings. So if you do a relatively matte wall finish, a semi-gloss trim and door finish, and you do a ceiling paint on the walls, you should be in good shape. Benjamin Moore makes a terrific product. Sherwin-Williams makes terrific products. And if you're on a budget, even some of the big box stores like Lowe's and Home Depot do make quality products as well. But if you had my vote, I'd stick with either Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams. The next question I have comes from Mary Jane, looks like P. I don't know what her last name is. And Mary Jane asks, when should I make my ceiling a different color? Well, this is a really good question, I think, because it's very relevant to building and newer homes. In days past, ceilings used to be lower and very consistent. But now we have cathedral ceilings, we have ceilings of different heights, and we have trays and all sorts of different ceiling heights. And there's an opportunity there to create an accent using paint in those areas. I'm a big proponent of white ceilings. I like clean white ceilings. The exception for me is if somebody has a tray or an inlaid ceiling. Those typically happen in dining rooms and in master bedrooms, but they also can happen in other spaces where the builder, or if you're the builder, has created some sort of an indentation or an inlay that's been framed out. That gives you an opportunity to do something different, and that's when I would make my ceiling a different color. There are no hard and set rules on making your ceilings a different color. I'm a big fan of consistency. So if somebody has white trim, I like white trim throughout. If somebody has stain molding, I like stain molding throughout. And the same thing for ceilings. I would say if you want to experiment with one ceiling, try one that's in a room that's completely enclosed and set off from the rest of the house so there's not a disconnect, such as a tray ceiling or an indentation, or you know, something that sort of makes a statement in one area, and then see how that goes. I think a little bit goes a long way. A painted ceiling is sort of like an accent wall. You wouldn't want to do a different ceiling in every room. It would really be confusing to walk through. So I would say if you wanted to try something, maybe try something in a dining room, something with a little bit of inlay. Maybe if there's not a tray ceiling in your dining room, you can create an area on the ceiling that has some molding and then just inlay some color there and see how that works for you. Okay, it looks like we've come up to our first set of commercials, and I'll be back with more of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend and
bow. These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. their tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntingchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Before we went to break, I was reading some questions. You guys have been very helpful in sending me lots of questions on design and things that you're going through and want my help and advice. And it's kind of nice to be able to read some of the things on the air. So if my listeners out there are approaching a design project, maybe they'll get some insight. Phones are open. If you'd like to give me a call, Eastern Standard Time between 2 and 3 today, you can call live at 908-237-0410. Okay, the next question I got during the week came from Barbara C. And Barbara C. asked me, it's time to repaint my house and it's been beige for 15 years. I'd like to do a different color but do not know exactly how to go about this. How do I choose an exterior color for my home? Good question. And a tough thing to do, actually. Oops, looks like we're getting a call in. And Rich G, I think, is going to help me with that. So we'll see how that goes. And
Chamber Radio. I'm going to put you on hold.
All right. We have our first live caller on the air. Kind of an exciting time. Good afternoon. This is Rich Guderi with Modern Design.
Hello, Richard. I'm calling in about some of the design dilemma I'm having.
Okay, could you just speak up a little bit? I'm having a hard time hearing you. I apologize.
Okay. Yes, I wanted some help. I'm moving into a new a house soon, and I just want to know some of your thoughts on trends in colors and how to pick out the right color.
Sure. I think moving into a new house can be somewhat overwhelming. What is the style of the house? What type of a house is it?
I would say it's considered colonial.
So a colonial style home. Okay, I think.
But not country.
No. But like more of a traditional style home. Okay. It sounds to me that you know it's sort of overwhelming. And this home is a resale or is it a brand new home?
It's a new home.
Okay. So you have a fresh palette to work with.
Yes.
Okay, great. So you can really go any way with it. When I'm picking paint colors for somebody's home and they have a fresh palette, I ask them to do a couple things. I ask them, number one, is to get some magazines, go to a newsstand and pick out New Jersey Design Magazine is a good design magazine. Traditional Home is a good design magazine. Go out there and get a couple of magazines. Go through them. Go online. A website you can look at is Houzz.com, which is H-O-U-Z-Z. Go online and look at pictures of rooms of things that you like, and then print them so you have some basic ideas. And then someone like myself does, for a nominal fee, in my office we'll do it for about $200, $199, we'll come out and help you pick all your paint colors for every room in your house. And that kind of makes it a little bit easier. We can give you a range to work with. Right now, a lot of people are working with grays in interiors, but neutrals are always good, beiges are good, taupes are good, light greens are good. You just want to make sure when you pick the colors of your rooms that the colors sort of coordinate with the size and function of your room. For example, if you're going to make your living room a very rich color, you want to make sure that the hallway leading up to the living room is a more neutral color so that the colors in the house kind of make sense and flow. I typically recommend your corridors and hallways are lighter and that enclosed large rooms can be darker. Are there any colors in particular that you want to use or anything that's on your wish list that you've seen in magazines or so on?
Well, we were thinking more of blues and grays.
Right. Well, blues are very popular and very soothing. You can do blues in a lot of different ways. Typically, I like to use tranquil blues, blue grays, blue greens in master bedroom suites and master bedrooms and master baths because they're very calming and very relaxing. Grays are great because they're nice neutrals and so on. But don't be afraid to do bold pops of colors. Does this house have a formal dining room?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's an open floor plan.
Oh, it's an open floor plan. That sounds like a nice house in Hunterdon County?
Excuse me?
Out here in Hunterdon County?
Yes.
Okay. Great. If you have the opportunity to do pops every once in a while, and the reason I ask you is if you have a formal dining room, if it's enclosed, it allows you to do maybe if you have a chair rail above the chair rail to create some drama with doing an accent color. But also, it's always acceptable to take one wall in a room, maybe a focal wall. Do you have any fireplaces in the house?
Yes, in the living room.
Right. A living room fireplace wall is a great accent wall to throw color. So if there's a color that you like, yellow and gray is very popular right now. Maybe on that accent wall with a fireplace, you want to put maybe a nice, do the whole room in like a neutral gray with white trim, but maybe do a pop of yellow just on that wall or a lime or something that's appealing to you or a navy blue and use that as an opportunity to do bold color. The whole thing, I think, is about balance. And if you pick the colors that you like, if you have a wish list for a designer, and it'll give you a place to go and a place for he or she to guide you towards something that's going to make you happy.
Oh, it sounds great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling in. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty. Well, we had our first call in, so that was good. I guess we have Rich G helping, so thank you for that. And let's go ahead and read some more of our questions. I think I forgot to ask the caller his name, didn't I?
I should.
Okay.
I didn't.
Well, bear with us. First premiere show, and we'll be I think getting a little more polished as time goes on. My next question here came to me from Twitter. And it was from Ralph. And Ralph asked, what style of window treatments are in fashion? I noticed that things are changing rapidly, and I want to do something new with my windows, not sure what to do. That's a very good question, because in the past couple of years, there's been a trend towards more contemporary furnishings, or that is transitional furnishings, more clean lines, more modern things. And there are a couple things that I'm doing very often with windows. One thing is that we're taking away from is shears. I'm not seeing a lot of shears anymore on windows. Not that you can't do shears, but they just seem to be sort of dated looking. I'm seeing a lot of solar shades being used, and solar shades are a pull-down shade that has a very clean line. It allows light to come through, and then you can do some sort of a fabric treatment on top. Another thing that I'm seeing is that if you're going to hang a window treatment, they're very tailored and simple. We're not seeing swags and jabots. We're not seeing a lot of ornamentation. We're not seeing tassels. We're not seeing bows. We're seeing very clean lines. We're seeing beautiful colors, but very straight, very clean lines on windows. And also, we're hanging the window treatments now as high as possible. If you don't have any crown molding, we're hanging them to the ceiling. If you do have chrome molding, we're hanging them to the top of the crown molding to make the windows look as possibly as big as possible. Also, there's a return to the panel drape. Panel drapes are very much back in style, but reinvented a little bit. Not a lot of ornamentation. We're seeing grommets on top, and that is an open, exposed hole for the drapery rod to take hold of, but beautiful clean lines that are just on the outside, just on the perimeter of the window, and that's something that's very popular. Don't be afraid of window treatments. Don't be afraid of drapes. They make a statement. If you have a big open floor plan and you're limited what you can do color-wise with your walls, well, maybe you have nice tan walls or gray walls, but then there's an opportunity to bring color out in your window treatments. And you don't necessarily need to go custom. These days, even stores like Home Goods and Country Curtains, stores like that have really quality off-the-rack lined drapes, and there's a lot that you can do with within your budget. They're making the longer sizes now, 96, 108. They're making the bigger sizes, so that would be my my answer to that question. Solar shades are very good right now. The 2-inch faux wood blinds are very good now that fit within the window, and very tailored window treatments hung high, a lot of ornamentation, nice bright colors, clean lines. Okay, let's see here. Let's skip around a bit. This comes from Maria S. in Brooklyn, New York. Wow, outside of the area. What do you recommend for a kitchen floor surface? This is a good question. I guess I would need to know what the rest of your house is. I'm seeing a trend now. More people are willing to take on wood floors in their kitchen. And I would say if your house currently has wood floors and you don't have wood floors in your kitchen, then I wouldn't recommend bringing wood floors in because you're not going to have a natural synergy and flow. In that case, I would probably recommend a large porcelain tile or a stone surface that would be easy to clean, not very porous, and a good accompaniment to wood. If you already have wood that goes throughout your kitchen, I would suggest keeping the wood and incorporating it in your kitchen design. But be very careful when you have a kitchen that has a wood floor. When you're going to do your cabinets, and people make this mistake all the time, if you have hardwood floors that go through your first floor and they go through your kitchen and you have dark hardwood floors, you don't necessarily want to do a cherry or an ebony or a chocolate or a dark stained cabinet because it could make the kitchen incredibly dark, and also it could make the kitchen be very almost just oppressive because there's so much dark in a space and that they might not necessarily work together. I often say if people have dark hardwood floors, that I recommend that they do more of a painted cabinet. So there's contrast there between the groundedness of the floor and then what's on the cabinetry. So keep in mind that that's something that you really want to take a look at, because I've seen people spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in doing beautiful cherry cabinets, and then they have dark oak floors, and the two come together and just look absolutely terrible. And you can counteract that with area rugs, with granite, with wall paint, but it never really works. So I like, as I say, if you have existing hardwood floors, carry them through. I like the look of that for a kitchen floor. If you don't, then I would recommend some sort of a tile surface. And I want to talk about tile because this has been, I would say, the past 5 years have been outstanding for tile. Tile has gotten so inexpensive. I do tile kitchens. I'm working on one in Flemington. In between my two shows today, I did a consultation because we're doing kitchen in the borough of Flemington, and the tile that we just ordered today for a 480 square foot kitchen, which is a nice size kitchen, is less expensive than the sheet vinyl that the woman had put down 8 years ago. So it's amazing. Go to your tile shops. I recommend Ideal Tile at the Flemington Circle. If you speak to Franco or Carlo, they're great. They carry quite a bit of inventory and have great prices. So 8 years later, my client is paying less money for beautiful 20 by 20 tiles that look like stone than she was for vinyl, for beige sheet vinyl. So, you know, tile floors are great for kitchens. They're easy to clean up. There's two things that I recommend if you're going to do a kitchen. Try to do the largest tiles you can possibly do, because not only does it make a kitchen look newer, but there's less grout lines and less maintenance. And also the second thing is when you have the tile put down, make sure that your grout is sealed, because that will make a big difference. And when you're picking grout, try to pick a grout that's the color of the tile. So if you have beige grout, if you have beige tile, have beige grout. If you have gray tile, have gray grout. Make sure that the tile and the grout are similar, because it will keep things looking continuous throughout and you won't see the dirt as much. Okay, phone lines are not ringing, but we'll go to calls. Thank God I have other means to get people to talk to us. Oh, also related to tile. This comes from Dr. Patel. Oop, use his last name. It says, how can I make my tile look new without replacing it? I've been in my home for 20 years. Can't go through the mess. Is there anything I can do without replacing the existing tile? Actually, there is. I've recently discovered a company in Pennsylvania that specifically does grout steam cleaning and grout resealing and painting. I cannot tell you, for the fraction of the cost and with one day's worth of labor, you can take your existing tile, whether it be 6x6, 12x12, whatever size it is, in any space in your house, and they can come in, they can remove the grout, they can steam clean the grout, they can stain the grout, and it really can change the look of a room. It's one of the least expensive things that you can do to your home for the most profit. If you take your grout, most kitchens that I look at or bathrooms that I look at start out with beige, off-white, white grout, and a white floor or a gray floor. What happens over time is there's buildup and dirt. So then the tiles look like they're beige, but the grout becomes brown or black. So you no longer see the tile. What you see is the grout, and all you're looking at is very ugly grout. And older tiles used to be smaller. So with smaller tiles, there's a lot more grout. So it looks dirty, it looks dated, and it looks awful. If you go to a company that specializes in grout cleaning and grout removal, we can take that brown, ugly layer off and then do a grout that's the color of the tile. Not only will it look clean, but it actually makes your 6x6 tiles look significantly bigger because it looks like one solid surface. So that is it's magic. When I've never done a grout cleaning for a home that wasn't, you know, just unbelievably different, and a great way to get your home better for yourself. Or if you're going ahead to go ahead and sell, definitely have your grout cleaner changed out. That's a big difference. Okay, this came in as a text to me with a picture. I wish I could put it up. Maybe in one of the future shows I'll be able to do that. Came from Grace B. in Highland Park. It says, can a couch be recovered, and when is it an affordable choice to do so? Yes, in fact, Grace, a couch can be recovered. I don't always recommend having a couch reupholstered or recovered for two reasons. One is that fabric is expensive. There are plenty of resources and outlets for fabric, but you need quite a bit of fabric depending on the size of the couch to recover it. And two, it also depends on the frame. If you have a very good frame on your couch, perhaps it was something that was in the family, and you have a good solid frame on your couch and you feel comfortable on the couch, then I say go ahead and make the investment and have your couch reupholstered. I have a workroom in Hillsborough, New Jersey that does upholstering. They do a terrific job with couches, and we've done many of them before. But you have to keep in mind that it may be more expensive for you to do that than to go out and buy a new couch. Frames of furniture today are much different than frames used to be. They're bigger. The shape is different. Often, you know, the quality can be there, but often the quality is not there. So it all depends on you. Are you comfortable in this couch? Is it something that you want to keep because it's a family heirloom? And then it's a good decision. In general, it's probably better to let that couch go and to buy something new and to start over. So I wish you well with that, Grace. This one comes from Jack M. It says Flemington. And his question to me is, my bathroom has the original sheet mirrors. Okay, builder's grade sheet mirrors in the bathroom. I like them. My wife says we need to do something more updated. What should we do? Okay, this comes up all the time. In years past, and not that many years past, when you purchased a new home, the builder gave you a big sheet mirror with no frame around it. And that was the standard. And nowadays, in my trade magazines, I'm seeing a lot of individual framed mirrors in a space. And I got two ways with that, to tell you the truth. If you were asking me what would be the updated look, yes, in fact, your wife is correct. You could go ahead and take down that sheet mirror, have someone help you because often they break. Take that sheet mirror down, spackle the walls, paint, and then go out and buy yourself two framed mirrors. The framed mirrors should line up with the sinks. So, in fact, if you have a double vanity, you have a 60-inch double vanity, the sink should line up with the mirror. That's the most current look. And then you often have a light above that, a two or three lights on a bar above that, and that's the most updated look. I personally don't mind, however, having the sheet mirror there with one exception. If you have a small bathroom, having a big mirror is going to make the room look bigger. There's no question about it. I've often gone into a home that has sheet mirrors, and then I just use stock lumber. We either paint or stain it, and we create a frame around the existing mirror, so there's no mess, there's no fuss. We glue it up to the mirror. We make sure that you can't see the mirror through it, because if it's not done right, you're going to see the reflection of the frame. But if it's done right, you have a custom-looking mirror now that's quite large. So that's a nice viable option. So definitely there, I've given you something to think about. You can, of course, replace it and go with two framed mirrors, or you can take the existing one you have and put a frame around it. Okay, let's see what else we have here. This question comes from Autumn. This was also a text to me. And it says, when does it make sense to put an addition on a home as opposed to move? Well, that's a very loaded question. I'm not sure that I could answer that because I don't know the circumstances. But let me tell you, I've also had my real estate license for 23 years. And let me tell you some just general rules of thumb when it comes to putting an addition on a house or moving. And a lot of it has to do with comps and resale value. I would suggest, Autumn, that you take a look, which is a matter of public record, of what homes have sold for on your block and the blocks around you. And if your home was built at a specific time and there were other homes on your street similar, you want to use them as comps or comparables. So let's say, theoretically, that you purchased your house 20 years ago for $330,000, and you see that homes in your neighborhood now are going for about $500,000. Then it might be worth it to make the investment if you have children in school, if you're very happy where you are, and putting the addition on. But if you purchased your home for $330,000 and they're still going for $330,000 and homes are not selling in your area, then perhaps it may be better not to do the addition. You want an addition to, of course, improve your life and to make sense, but you also want it to make financial sense. So there's a financial element to it. There's also the school of thought that, you know, if you're in a place that you feel safe and comfortable, you know, maybe it isn't all about money. Maybe you should put the addition on because you're going to stay in one place and moving is very difficult. But I look at any real estate as an investment, as well as a wonderful place to live, and it has to make economic sense before you take on, in my opinion, before you take on that type of debt. The next question I have comes from Beth C. in Reddington, New Jersey, and she writes, do people still use vinyl siding on their home? My home currently has wood siding, and I'm tired of the maintenance. The answer to that question is yes. You're not seeing it as much. What's become popular in the past 10 years or so is a cement board or a siding that's a composite board that is already painted at the factory, so there's a factory finish to it, so it doesn't have to necessarily be painted. It could be chosen in many colors, and that's a viable option. But in fact, vinyl siding is still to be used. But one word of advice, in your neighborhood and your price range, if you have homes in your neighborhood going for a high price, you might want to spend the difference and do a cement board siding, a Hardy backer, or James Hardy siding, I should say, or cement board siding that looks like wood shingles, just for resale value on your home. Okay, let's skip down a little bit. I have a question here from Bob F., and Bob said, are ceiling fans still in style? Oh, yes. My last week's guest was Bruce Brodeck. Bruce owns Flemington Fans and Lighting on 202 in Flemington. He's a great resource. Go see him if you want to get fans. He has internet pricing. And Fans are more popular than ever, and I'll tell you why. One of the things that Bruce had told us last week is that costs of energy are, you know, skyrocketing, and a fan really allows you to put up your thermostat and just get the air circulating. So I think fans are I'm a big fan of fans, and they've come a long way in terms of looks. You can get one with a light kit, one without a light kit, really, fans are a great resource for people, so you should check out fans and check out Flemington Fans and Lighting. Okay, we're about to go to commercial, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. If you'd ever like to come visit me in my showroom, I'm conveniently located at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. I'm next door to Ideal Tile in the Kitchen Expo Plaza. I'm within Rugs to Riches, so while you're there, look around at our big selection of beautiful area rugs, wall-to-wall carpet, and hardwood floors. The phone number for Maven Hill Designs is 908-884-0770. If you're just tuning in, this is the new our premiere episode of the second hour of Modern Design, Modern Design 2, and we're trying to create more of an interactive environment. I am taking all avenues of questions related to design. If you'd like to reach us on air, we'll be on for a couple more minutes live at 908-237-0410. You can also reach me on Twitter. I got a lot of tweets for Richard Scuderi 1, Scuderi 1 at Twitter with your questions. You can contact me with my email, which is CajunMaven, CajunMavin at AOL.com, or you can text me your questions and pictures, make sure that they're clean, at 908-884-0770. That being said, I'm going to read some more questions that I had gotten during the past 2 weeks. You guys were terrific with sending me questions and pictures. I'd love to take a look at when you send me pictures of your problem areas. A couple times a year, I do seminars. I'll let you know when the next one's coming up. It's called Stump the Designer, where I will take a bunch of people in and I ask them all to bring their pictures of their design dilemmas, whether it be a bathtub that's in the wrong place or a facade of a house that needs to be changed. And then I bring them up on stage, or if they're uncomfortable, I bring up their picture on stage and we talk about things that you can do. And it's a learning experience for all of us. I get a lot of it as much as the audience. Okay, the next question comes from Frank M. It doesn't say where he's from. And it says, do you do kitchens and baths? Yes, I do. One of the things that I do well, I think, is kitchens and baths. They seem to be very popular these days. And there's a shelf life to a kitchen and bath, no matter how neutral it is. Over time, things change and break down. And I really, lately, I've been doing a lot of kitchens. Tell you what I'm working on currently with the kitchen, and I'm seeing a lot of, and see if it might be an inspiration to you, to anybody out there, to Frank or anybody out there that's looking to update their kitchen. I'm seeing a lot of white in kitchen cabinets now, and it was not too long ago where people felt that white kitchens, you know, a white cabinet wasn't quality, and that's not necessarily true. You can have a quality cabinet, but with a white paint on it. I tend to do kitchens that are relatively transitional. That is, they don't have the hard elements, the stone, the floor, the cabinets, tend to be relatively neutral. And then I like to put the accents into the backsplashes, into the paint, into the artwork, so that the kitchen stands the test of time, because you're not going to be able to do your kitchen every 5 years. You can always change out a bedroom, the linens. You can always change out things, you know, chairs and things throughout. But when it comes to a kitchen or a bath where there are a lot of hard and expensive surfaces, you want to keep it relatively neutral with your hard surfaces. I'm seeing a lot of islands now. Even in smaller kitchens, an island has become very popular. The biggest mistake I see people making when I do kitchens is people make their island too big for the room, and that's a disaster. Not only is it a disaster for resale, but it's a disaster getting around the kitchen. You really want an island that's going to be serviceable, but you want to be able to walk completely around your island. And one of the things I say if you're going to do a kitchen renovation yourself is to template. And I tell that to people with everything. I think people have a hard time visualizing what things are going to look like. That's why they get designers involved. Go ahead, that is, and open your oven door all the way, open your dishwasher door all the way, open your refrigerator door all the way, and walk completely around the room. Then take a look at the specs of your appliances and use painter's tape, the blue tape, and mark out on your floor where everything should go and live with that for a couple of weeks. I know it's going to look weird if you have people come to visit, but live with that template before you make that investment. It is really worth it. I think you'll find that you will get a better kitchen and a kitchen that works well for you. The other question Frank asked me is if I do baths. I love doing bathrooms because you can do bathrooms for not a lot of money and really make great impact. One thing, again, is tile is so inexpensive these days. You can take up sheet vinyl, you can take up dated tile and do new tile. You can paint those walls. Beadboard, sheet beadboard goes a long way, a chair rail. You can really transform a bathroom. What I'm seeing trending for bathrooms today is that people used to have these huge jacuzzi tubs with big decks built around them, and that's going away. People were seeing freestanding tubs that are very minimalist in shape, and we're seeing showers. Showers are everything today, and showers are brighter. Showers are surrounded by glass. And they are clean. We're seeing a lot of white subway tile, white, bright, and clean. So, Frank, I hope I've helped you with that a little bit. Let's take something else here from Jerry. Jerry says, what type of roof shingles do you recommend, and how do you feel about solar panels on roofs? Okay, this is a loaded question. And we're getting to the end of the hour, so this is going to be my last question. Although I do see the merit of solar panels, and I think they are terrific, I think you have to be very careful with the look of solar panels. There are people that are very against the look of solar panels. And I do think in time we're going to see a more integrated panel that doesn't look like a solar panel. So I think we're not quite there yet with it. There are certain applications where I think it's a necessity. But on the whole, on an aesthetic level, I do like an architectural type shingle, a dark shingle. I often recommend that people do a dark roof because it doesn't show. You have to be careful if you do a light roof that you're going to see staining, acid rain, all those type of things. Again, with the solar panels, I don't think we're quite there yet. If you have a contemporary home, you can more or less get away with it a little bit more than a traditional home. But I do think, as I say, in years to come, we're going to have the technology where the roof tiles are going to be integrated. You're not going to be able to even see it. It's going to be underneath, and I think it's a good solution. Well, we're at 2:58. We're at the end of our hour. I want to thank Rich G for coming in ahead of time to help me. He's a godsend. Thank you, Rich. And I will be back with you, hopefully again next week from 2 to 3. Please keep contacting me with your questions. Again, if you'd like to reach me, my number is 908-884-0770, or you can tweet me, Richard Scuderi 1 at Twitter, or you can email me at CajunMaven@AOL.com. Thank you, and we will see you next week with more of Modern Design. Come back to see me again or listen to me on Wednesdays at 10 to 11. Thank you. Bye-bye.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. At least 7 people are confirmed dead and 140 are injured after an Amtrak train crash last night in Philadelphia. Former Representative Patrick Murphy was on the train and described the accident to NBC's Today Show.
It tipped to the left and then violently to the right when it came to its side. And unfortunately, I was on the left-hand side of the train, so everyone on the side just flew over. I frankly landed on my head.
National Transportation Safety Board investigators have begun their probe to determine what caused the accident. The black box has been recovered.
The event recorders themselves can give you information about the speed of the train, any brake applications.
That was board member Robert Sumwalt. U.S. officials are still searching for a U.S. Marine helicopter that was reported missing yesterday while delivering disaster aid to northeast Nepal. The search is concentrated in an area 50 miles from Kathmandu. The chopper was carrying 6 Marines. This is USA Headline News.
589%.
589%? That is how much more fat you could burn if you were using the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ilikehowilook.com. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. A double-blind controlled clinical study showed that the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system burned 589% more fat than exercise and dieting alone. Think how much easier it'll be to lose weight. Go to ilikehowilook.com and read the study for yourself. You swallow a small